In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. May the Lord be praised both now and forever. Today I'm going to be looking at something that we all need to look at in our own lives because it's vital to our Christian walk. It's very vital to our Christian walk. And I'd like you to hear part of the second chapter of St. John to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation tells us this in the second chapter. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write these things, says he who holds the seven stars. Remember, the seven stars are the seven angels in his right hand. And he who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. And the seven golden candlesticks are these seven churches in Asia. And Jesus is the person who holds the seven stars or the seven angels in his hand. And he walks amidst the seven candlesticks. Listen now. And he's talking to the people of Ephesus. I know your works. I know your labor. I know your patience and how you cannot bear them which are evil. And you have tried them which say they are apostles and they're not apostles. And you found them as liars. And you have borne with patience for my name's sake and labored and you have not fainted. Now, this is a beautiful church, my Lord. Oh, would that our church be like this. All these things. Jesus is walking amongst the amidst the candlesticks, and this is the one candlestick of Ephesus or Ephesians, and he says, you know, I know your works, I know your labor, I know your patience. You can't bear with those people who are evil, with those people who say they're apostles, but they're not apostles, they're liars. You have patience, and for my name's sake, you've labored, and you've not fainted. This is a great church. Nevertheless, remember this, nevertheless, I have something against you. You have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from whence you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come and I will quickly remove your candlestick from amongst you. I will blow out the candle. I will blow out the candle. I will quickly remove your candlestick. Now, they've got all these works, but the problem is they've left their first love. They've left their first love. That's the problem. They've left their first love. I'm looking at the 63rd chapter of Psalms. Listen. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee. Like a dry, weary land in the desert where there is no water. I long for you. Like a dry, weary land in the desert where there is no water. My soul thirsts for you. I seek thee early in the morning. I long for you. Now, I'm asking, you know, about first love. It's easy to substitute our work for Jesus, especially men, rather than our love for Jesus. It's very easy to substitute work for love. In the book of Revelation, the church at Ephesus did all the right things. And the Lord said this, I have this against you. You've lost your first love. Repent, or I'm going to blow out your candle. Now, I think we need to look at that because you know what? Anything that we do must flow from the love that we have for Jesus. Anything we do must flow from the love that we have for Jesus. And if we have lost our first love, we need to tell him that. We need to tell him that, and we need to tell him that we want to regain it, that we want to come back to him with that bridal love, with that love that we first had. Oh, yes, we've gone through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, yes, pain and affliction has touched every one of us. Oh, yes, we've been disappointed. Oh, yes, many things have blown up in our faces. But this I have against you. You have lost your first love. You don't thirst for me. You don't long for me. You're not like the parched earth longing for the water. You're not like that. You're not like the deer that longs for the running streams. When shall I behold the face of God? You're not like that. Oh, yes, you're doing great things and people are being converted. Isn't that wonderful? But the Lord says, I've got this against you. You've lost your first love. You don't thirst for me. You don't pine for me. You don't spend time with me. Oh, yes, everybody looks at you and says, what a great man, what a great woman. Isn't that beautiful? They go to church all the time. That wonderful. But your heart is far from God. Oh, I've said to the Lord, oh, God, I want to regain that first love. I want that first love. And you see, this is the issue. The first love came when the Lord came with his Holy Spirit, and it was so wonderful. It was so wonderful. But then life happens. Then the devil tries to snatch us. Then temptation comes. Then people abandon us. Then people betray us, Christians. And then pain issues forth from our being. And we kind of move back. We kind of move back because, you know what, we don't want to get hurt anymore. And yet the Lord says, I have this against you. You have left your first love. I have this against you. You're too cautious now. You're afraid to surrender, really surrender, because what will happen next if I surrender? I'm going to protect myself. Protect yourself from God. Who are you protecting yourself from? So you won't get hurt anymore. So you won't experience extra pain. Oh, yeah. You've built a fence around yourself. Just like the Pharisees built a fence around the law. That's what it meant to be a Pharisee. They built a fence around the law so that the law would be perfect. But you've built a fence around yourself so that you won't be hurt anymore. So you won't experience the agony of broken dreams. Oh, yes, the promises of God have not come about yet. And you've been waiting and waiting and praying and praying, and you know what? You step back. You say, no more. I love him, but I don't love him the way I loved him before. I love him, but I'm not in love with him now. I love him, but you know, I'm just going to do the best I can. And that's the issue. You say you lost your first love. You lost your first. How do you regain it? How do you regain it? You've got to go to him and tell him, Lord, I lost my first love. I lost my first love. I started to protect myself. I started to put a wall around me, Lord, even that I don't want you to penetrate because I'm afraid of more pain. Oh, Lord, I lost my first love. I've retreated rather than advanced. I've retreated rather than advanced. I don't spend the time with you that I need to spend. When you say, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will ask whatever you will. It will be done unto you. Abide, to stay with, to stay with him. To stay with him. Do you know Ignatius of Loyola? Yesterday we celebrated Gonzaga. Alphonsus Gonzaga, one of the little saints of the Jesuits. He didn't do very much, but he was a saint. He was the doorkeeper, and he was filled with holiness and love for Jesus. He never lost his first love. He was just a little brother, you know, loving Jesus and loving the people who would come to the house and preparing the table and doing the things that needed to be done, you know. Oh, but he loved the Lord. So yesterday was his feast day. But when Ignatius started his group, you know, they were called Companions of Christ. Companions of Jesus. Companion means, when you break it up, compane, to eat bread with. One who dines with. You only dine with those you love, you know. Companions of the Lord. Not colleagues, companions. Not professors, companions. Not students, companions. Companions of Jesus. Oh, yes, Ignatius knew that his heart was sold out to Jesus. Ignatius knew how he would celebrate the Eucharist and weep and weep and weep and weep and weep and weep. His heart was broken with love for the Lord. Heart was broken with love for the Lord. Oh, we're all so busy, including myself. We all have so much to do, and we're all so important, you know. How many cell phones ring at one time? You know, I've got a cell phone that rings, and then the phone in the rectory rings, and I've got two phones on my ears. Oh, I'm so important. I'm so important, you know what I'm saying? That's true. Often happens. The cell phone rings and the phone in the rectory rings, and I've got two phones on my ear saying I've got to talk to one at a time. When our major ministry are unto the Lord, our major time is worshiping him. I have this against you. You've lost your first love. You better repent, because I'm going to blow out your candlestick. You better repent, because you know what? I desire you. I don't desire your work. Psalm 63, O God, you are my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee. Like a dry, weary land without water. To see your power and your glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because of thy loving kindness, your loving kindness is better than life. Your loving kindness is better than life. I love you, Lord. I love you more than life. I love you, Lord. I love you more than life. I love you, Lord. I love you more than life. Your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus will I bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Oh, when I remembered you upon my bed and meditated upon you in the night watches, because you have been my help, Therefore, in the shadow of your wings will I rejoice. My soul follows hard after thee. Your right hand upholds me. My soul follows hard after thee. How do you press into him? How do you press into him? How do you press into him? Like, how do you press into him? How do you press into him? Does your soul follow hard after him? Or are you looking for the next happy thing? Oh, they talk about revival. We all do, you know. But it doesn't come without the first love. It doesn't come without our seeking the face of the living God. It doesn't come until he is primary in our life. It doesn't come. It doesn't come. It doesn't come unless we make time. Unless we pour out our heart like wax before the Lord. It doesn't come. It doesn't come. Oh, the Ephesian community did everything right. But did they? Did they do everything right? It seemed that way. They were patient. They didn't endure false apostles. They were patient in the work of the Lord. But Jesus said, I have this against you. You've lost your first love. Repent. Oh, I've been saying to Jesus, Lord, I want to regain my first love again. I want it back. I want it back. I want to love you. I want to love you so that everything I do would flow from the love that you have for me. You've lost your first love. The first thing in regaining it is admitting the reality. Again, maybe you're afraid. You're afraid of the pain. What will happen if I surrender? What will happen? Will I be in more pain? Will there be more rejection? Will there be more betrayal? Will there be more abandonment? As the hind pants after the running streams, so my soul pants after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I see the face of God? My tears have been my meat by day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is your God? Oh, he has been disappointed. He is going through a difficult time. People are saying, where is your God? You're sick. How is his response? As the deer longs for the running streams, so my soul pants after thee, O God. A thirst, a thirst, a thirst, a thirst, a thirst, Holy Ghost, is my soul for the living God. When shall I behold the face of God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is your God? Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I will remember thee from the land of Jordan. Deep calls unto deep at the roar of the cataracts. Deep calls unto deep. And in the night his song shall be with me and my prayer unto the God of my life. In the night, his song shall be with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Psalm 42 and Psalm 63. My Lord, like a dry, weary land without water, I thirst for thee, I thirst for thee. Do you thirst for him? Come on, let's be honest today. Do you thirst after him? Are you spending time with him? Even if nothing seems to happen. Are you worshiping him? Are you bowing low? Are you coming into his presence with thanksgiving, you know? Oh yeah, we have the Bible and we're just so Bible-oriented. Are you making a joyful noise unto the Lord? Are you serving the Lord with gladness? Are you coming before his presence with singing? Do you know that the Lord is God? Do you know that he made you? Do you know that? Do you know that you're his people, the sheep of his pasture? Are you entering his gates with thanksgiving? Are you entering his courts with praise? Are you thankful unto him, and are you blessing his holy name? Have you forgotten him? You're busy about doing his work. You're busy about doing his work. I tell you, my friends, it's time to seek the Lord. Seek him and you shall live. Seek him with all your heart and he will be found by you. Pray for that first love. Pray that you would love him the way he deserves to be loved. The way he deserves to be loved. For all that he's done for us. Oh, he's lovable. Do you rest upon his heart? How can I rest upon his heart? I'm going to tell you how. When you go to bed at night, you tell him, this pillow represents your heart. And I want to rest upon your heart tonight as I sleep. I want to keep you in my thoughts and I want to keep you in my heart. I want to rest upon your chest as John rested upon you. I do not have that opportunity, but you know what? This pillow, I want it to represent you, Lord. And I want to rest tenderly on this pillow. I want to have a song in the night. I want to love you again the way you deserve to be loved. That's what I want, Lord. That's what I want. And Holy Spirit, unless you give us that, we will never have it. Unless you give us that, we will never have it. I ask for that gift of first love again. I ask for that gift of first love. I need you, Holy Spirit. I cannot love him the way he deserves without you. I need you. I need you. I'm desperate for you, Holy Spirit. I am desperate for you, wonderful Holy Ghost. I am desperate. And so you have a home lesson today. Ask for the first love and start doing the things that the first love does. You don't bring me flowers anymore. You don't think of me anymore. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on us. You do my work, but you forgot me. Have mercy on us. This Wednesday, I will be at the Espousal Retreat House, 7:30 in the evening, and you're welcome to come. Wednesday at the Espousal Retreat House. Remember, I told you I have a ministry of automobiles. I really need an automobile for somebody. And you know what? If you have an automobile, you can get a tax write-off. An automobile. That you're... have another automobile, but it's got to run, you know, because these people don't have much. So I would be very appreciative if somebody has an automobile. You know, that maybe it's in your yard and you don't know what to do with it, and but it runs and it's pretty good. You know what? I can use it and give it to somebody. So if you are in that category, this is the number to call, 978-319-3778, 978-319-3778, 978-319-3778. You know, it's better to give than to receive. Like, if you've got something, come on. What's it doing in your backyard? You know what I'm saying? Let someone enjoy it. Let someone enjoy it. So we will be at the Espousal Retreat House on Wednesday. That's tomorrow at 7:30 in the evening. Today at 3:30, again, we'll be praising God at the Holy Rosary. 3:30, we're going to be praising God at the Holy Rosary. You're welcome to come to worship with us at 3:30 to praise His holy name at the Holy Rosary. Yeah, we're going to praise Him. We're going to seek Him. We're going to ask Him to pour out the Holy Spirit, because we need it. We need it. We need it. We want the first love back. So today at 3:30 again, we'll be at the Holy Rosary. Tonight at 7:30, I'm celebrating Mass at the Holy Rosary with adoration afterwards. I'll give you time to seek Him with all your heart, to stay with Him, to abide with Him. So 3:30, we have a little service of worship for about an hour. And then tonight at 7:30, Holy Mass. And after the Holy Mass, we have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. That's 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop. 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop. And I do need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I want to tell you this, my friends. Between the 18th and the 22nd of July, we're having revival glory, hallelujah, at the Holy Rosary. There will be a session in the morning from 10 to 2 and a session in the evening from 7 to 11. 4-hour sessions. We'll be worshiping God. There'll be speakers that have spoken all around the world. We'll be praying. We're going to experience heaven. If you're interested, we really want you to come. It's only $50. It's 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.